More than 180 designs by secondary school and university students from around the Czech Republic competed in the 20th annual National Student Design Awards that were handed out in Prague last week. The main prize went to Anna Marešová, a postgraduate student at the UJEP University in Ústí nad Labem, for a set of vibrators called Whoop-de-doo. The sleek, hyper-modern sex toys, complete with chargers, charmed the jury, which appreciated the author's innovative and daring approach. In this edition of One on One, Anna Marešová talks about her award-winning Whoop-de-doo vibrators, her inspiration and her past work. I first asked her whether the award came as a big surprise.
Yes, I was surprised because I did this project as my master's study, and it was a very difficult topic. And I was very surprised that I won this prize, but I'm very, very happy.
The jury of the National Student Design Award appreciated your courage among, of course, the artistic qualities of the object. Did it take a lot of courage to design a set of vibrators?
It was difficult. It takes me 1 year, this work, and I discussed this topic with many people, with doctors and with people from art area which solved this topic. And sometimes I had to feel that it's a little bit strange to do this, but I feel that it's necessary because I think this topic is everywhere and these products need to be solved by designers.
How did you first get the idea? What inspired you?
The first idea, it was just like a joke, maybe, I think. But then I was thinking more seriously about this, and finally I decided I try it. And I really try to do not just like a product, but I try to solve the whole area of it. And I did a big research, historical research, and it was more interesting than I thought before.
How are they different? How are the Whoop-de-doo vibrators different from the usual vibrators that you can find in the market?
In this time, there are many, many types of this equipment, and I really don't like the, I could say, old-fashioned nature shape of this equipment. But I think in the last 5 years, there are some companies which produced more elegant and modern stuff like this. But no company and no producer is in the Czech Republic. And I think here is a little bit stigma on this topic still. And I try to open this topic here in Czech Republic, especially.
Are the vibrators functional? And how were they tested, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, my research was really huge and I had to buy some models of equipment and I had to try it. And this my equipment, I tried just partly because it's just a prototype and I couldn't try it with everything. But I tried to do this things more sweet, I think more gentle and more elegant, and I did it specially for a woman.
What kind of reactions have you had for this project?
Do you mean during the whole work? During
Well, for example, you said that it was your diploma piece, the thesis for your master course at the University of Ústí nad Labem. What did the teachers say when you first came up to them?
Yeah, it was very nice because I was very scared about the topic, and I had to tell him what I'm going to do. And he's Mr. Apple, and he's 60. Something like this. And it was very nice because I explained it and he told me, okay, Anna, do this. And I was very, very happy that he helped me and that he was very open for this.
Are you planning to start producing these vibrators and selling them, of course, in some kind of larger context?
Yeah, I would be very happy, but it's difficult to find a producer. But I hope that this prize, this award, could help to find someone.
Are you concerned, Ms. Marešová, that the Whoop-de-doo vibrators will somehow overshadow your other work from now on?
Yeah, it was very interesting because I did, like my major project before, I did a tram for Prague, and it was a very huge project, and I really, it was my, like, a hard thing because I loved Prague trams, and I got some prizes for this work, but this is much bigger I don't know how to explain it, but it's I'm surprising that this topic it's more
it's getting so much attention.
Yeah.
Well, in your other design, including that of the tram for the city of Prague, you said you were motivated by your discontent with what the actual objects look like. Is that your major motivation in design?
Yeah, because usually when I start something, I see the problem first and I try to solve it. And with trams, it was the same, like with this hoop-de-doo. Because I really liked Prague, because I was born here, and I really liked tram, especially from the 60s. And I'm not happy from the new tram, because I think they look a little bit like some trains, and they are really heavy. And I would like to try some modern thing, and I try to merge the modern thing and the iconic thing from the old trams, and I put together. And I would like to say it's not just about how the tram looks, but I know that there are many technical problems, and I try to solve this, not absolutely, but I try to just show that you can do this different way a little bit.
Do you feel, Ms. Marešová, that there is room for young designers such as yourself to actually have these projects implemented, or is this just really some kind of study in point that will be soon forgotten? In other words, do you think that Czech industry, for instance, is interested in designs like yours?
I would love, but I'm afraid that it's better to find a job abroad, because here it's a little bit stuck with industry. And I think it's a shame, because there are many, many talented people here, and I wish it to be better next years.
Now, you mentioned your inspiration with some iconic things from the past. In one of your projects, the Bass Clef kitchen set that you designed during your stay at the Derby University in England, you mentioned as inspiration the Moravian-born Art Nouveau architect Josef Hoffmann. Is that a period that appeals to you when it comes to design? Because that's very particular.
It was UniWorks, and we had to find... We had to inspire of some designers, and I really love this man, and I try to use his methodology in my project. And yeah, I really like the old designs from these years. I usually go for inspiration there.
You received your bachelor's degree in design at Derby University in the UK. Now you are a postgraduate student at Ústí nad Labem, where you also got your master's, so you can compare the design education in the Czech Republic and the UK. How do they compare?
I think the best way it would be to merge these two universities together, because I really loved the university in Ústí nad Labem, because I think it's a really good university and it's a very young university. And in the UK, it was very good to have facilities there, because there was a great workshop and there is a really good systems for students, and I think the best way would be to merge these together.
How about the teachers? How are they different?
They were a little bit different, but I could see some similar thing. It was very, very funny for me, because I usually said, this professor looks like our Czech professor in this and something like this. And I think it was just about the communication, and it was very nice to be in a Derby University, because I think it's a great experience for me.
In your postgraduate studies, you are now working with sustainable design. What does that mean in practical terms?
Yeah, so I try to find, as I said before, the problem and solve it. And for example, about the tram, if the trams looks nice and it would be clean, the people will use it instead of cars. And for me, this is the eco design this way. And I would like to bring some information to Czech Republic, because the sustainable design in the UK, it's a common thing, but here it's a little bit forgotten.
My final question would be, the winning designs from this year National Student Design Award, including of course your whoop-de-doo vibrators, will be exhibited at Czech centers around the world, and the first stop will be in Vienna, the Austrian capital. Do you expect any controversies when it comes to this, and Is it different, do you think, abroad than in the Czech Republic, the reception of your winning design?
I really don't know. It could be different, and I'm really curious how it will be.